Section 3. Beginnings of Agriculture.
If you were there. As a gatherer, you know where to find the sweetest fruits. Every summer, you eat many of these fruits, dropping the seeds on the ground. One day, you return to find new plants everywhere. You realize that the plants have grown from your dropped seeds. How could this discovery change your way of life?
Building background. The discovery that plants grew from seeds was one of the major advances of the late Stone Age. Other similar advances led to great changes in the way people lived. The first farmers. After the Middle Stone Age came a period of time that scientists call the Neolithic Era, or New Stone Age. It began as early as 10,000 years ago in Southwest Asia. In other places, this era began much later and lasted much longer than it did there. During the New Stone Age, people learned to polish stones to make tools like saws and drills. People also learned how to make fire. Before, they could only use fire that had been started by natural causes, such as lightning. The New Stone Age ended in Egypt and Southwest Asia about 5,000 years ago, when toolmakers began to make tools out of metal. But tools weren't the only major change that occurred during the Neolithic era. In fact, the biggest changes came in how people produced food. Plants. After a warming trend brought an end to the ice ages, new plants began to grow in some areas. For example, wild barley and wheat plants started to spread throughout Southwest Asia. Over time, people came to depend on these wild plants for food. They began to settle where grains grew. People soon learned that they could plant seeds themselves to grow their own crops. Historians call the shift from food gathering to food producing the Neolithic Revolution. Most experts believe that this revolution, or change, first occurred in the societies of Southwest Asia. Eventually, people learned to change plants to make them more useful. They planted only the largest grains or the sweetest fruits. The process of changing plants or animals to make them more useful to humans is called domestication. The domestication of plants led to the development of agriculture, or farming. For the first time, people could produce their own food. This development changed human society forever. Animals. Learning to produce food was a major accomplishment for early people. But learning how to use animals for their own purposes was almost equally important. Hunters didn't have to follow wild herds anymore. Instead, farmers could keep sheep or goats for milk, food, and wool. Farmers could also use large animals, like cattle, to carry loads or to pull large tools used in farming. Using animals to help with farming greatly improved people's chances of surviving. Farming changes societies. The Neolithic Revolution brought huge changes to people's lives. With survival more certain, people could focus on activities other than finding food. Domestication of plants and animals enabled people to use plant fibers to make cloth. The domestication of animals made it possible to use wool from goats and sheep and skins from horses for clothes. People also began to build permanent settlements. As they started raising crops and animals, they needed to stay in one place. Then, once people were able to control their own food production, the world's population grew. In some areas, farming communities developed into towns. As populations grew, groups of people gathered to perform religious ceremonies. Some put up megaliths. Megaliths are huge stones used as monuments or as the sites for religious gatherings. Early people probably believed in gods and goddesses associated with the four elements: air, water, fire, and earth, or with animals. For example, One European group honored a thunder god, while another group worshipped bulls. Some scholars also believe that prehistoric peoples also prayed to their ancestors. People in some societies today still hold many of these same beliefs. Summary and preview. Stone Age peoples adapted to new environments by domesticating plants and animals. These changes led to the development of religion and the growth of towns. In the next chapter, you will learn more about early towns. But first, review the main ideas of this section. Then, take some time to demonstrate what you've learned by answering the section assessment questions. Before moving on, your teacher may want you to apply your knowledge by completing the Social Studies Skills and Standards Review exercises. The Standards Assessment exercise will give you additional practice using what you've learned.